Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. We had Donna Martin on earlier on. Donna was the winner in Who's Had Their Breakfast. Unfortunately, Patrick didn't get the Sabrina Carpenter question right. She was the blonde, Patrick. But Donna came on, and one of the questions was about the game the other night. Ireland were playing which nation, and it was Luxembourg. So the Ireland-Luxembourg was nil-all, okay? A lot of people were saying it was quite boring, and I think even before the game they thought it was going to be quite boring. But, you know, it's a game's a game. You're watching, you don't know when it's going to happen. There's always a bit of hope going on there. But there was no panel on RTE for the Luxembourg game. You know, the way normally they go back to the panel and they say, well, what did you think of that? And they show little bits of highlights and all that kind of business. So there was no panel. So what is this a sign of? Is it cutbacks? You know, are they trying to save money? Or was there a lack of interest? You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, pundit of the year over in the UK. Nice one. Roy Keane is on the line. Actually, I saw a card just outside on my way into the studio here there for Father's Day. And it has a picture of Roy, kind of a cartoon. It says, Father's Day, it's his job. Which I thought was very funny. Roy, this is a new development. No panel on Tuesday night. No pundits. Your reaction?
It's an absolute disgrace at the end of the day. I mean, no panel, no pundits. What's the point in watching the match if there's no pundits?
Exactly.
I mean, we used to have a great team, you know, way back when. We used to have a great team. We used to have great pundits. Then we had a bad team, okay? But we still had great pundits, didn't we?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, the pundits were still good. Yeah.
Exactly. Then we had a bad team and bad pundits.
Yeah.
And now we have a bad team and no pundits. I mean, the next logical step there is no team and no pundits.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, RTE should be penalised for this at the end of the day.
Oh, okay.
You know, they should be deducted licence fee points or something. I mean, they're lucky they're not relegated.
Well, I mean, you can't relegate a TV station, can you?
Well, they should be put into a playoff at least. I mean, with Dave or Alibi or Blaze or Quest or one of them channels that show £1,000 Sisters.
Right.
Because this is a shambles at the end of the day.
Thank you, Roy. One of the all-time great pundits, Eamon Dunphy. Your reaction to this? I mean, no pundits, no panel on Tuesday night.
Yes, well, we're analysts in... real football. No, it's okay. Real football people call them analysts, but you're not to know that. But that's okay. You're just part-time. It's nice when you can jump in like that.
Kind of quaint, isn't it?
It's quaint to call them pundits, but they are analysts and real football aficionados know this. But, I mean, people enjoy the outsider's point of view as well. Now, I only heard the news after the game, Ian.
Yeah. After the game. So you didn't see the match?
No. Myself and John were watching Love Island. we wouldn't watch that muck, Ian. But this is a sad day for Ireland. Watching Ireland and Luxembourg is hard enough at the best of times.
Yeah.
Watching Ireland and Luxembourg with no analysts is like having a gallbladder operation without an anaesthetic. This is terrible, terrible, terrible news.
Okay. Thank you very much. Brian Kerr is there as well. Go ahead there, Brian.
How are you, Ian?
How are you? How's it going?
Yeah, Ian, I will be making representations to RTE later on behalf of Uppy.
Uppy? What's Uppy?
Uppy is the union of pundits in Ireland. Yeah. We will be marching today, Ian, from the Aviva Stadium to RTE at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Right.
And there will be an analysis of the march directly afterwards from Stephen Doyle and Kevin Doyle and Stephen Kelly will be analysing the march.
That says it all, doesn't it?
I see
you're calling them pundits as well there, Brian, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm old school, Ian, you know. I'm not the poshy like Ian, you know.
I'm
down there with the plastic hammers with you, Ian. But Richie Sadlier will be offering counsel to all affected pundits.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them, I can tell you.
Absolutely.
Richie was left in his car outside RTE the other night.
Yeah?
Just left in his car.
Really?
Not told to come in.
Oh, God.
Just left in his car.
My God.
That's what's happened to Irish pundits. Uppy will be marching today. Uppy will have their say.
Okay.
Can't say any more, Ian. Okay.
Shake your shamrock. Good luck. See ya.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.